It isn't important that you know that you have been in trance many times before, and that you need to sleep now, sleep now, sleep now. Even many times when you didn't recognize that you were in a trance state. It isn't important that you know that you are going deeply into trance right now. You know you can be totally unaware of how gradually you slip under, until you look back and realize how you've been relaxing and listening and accepting more and more with each passing moment. Because it isn't important at all that you recognize that you are already totally and helplessly hypnotized. Even if you don't know it yet, you can still be so deep and so suggestible. You know that a suggestion is just a suggestion. It is a seed, an idea that is planted. And when a seed is planted, sometimes it can grow. And when you have an idea planted in your mind, you can't do anything to prevent it from growing there. It can put down roots that run much deeper than you realize, and it can come back again and again once it has been thought of, even once. You may turn your attention to other things, or try not to think about, or act on, or even become completely obsessed by the ideas that I plant in your mind. But there's nothing you can do to prevent those ideas from growing. You can't ever go back and unthink those ideas that I plant in your mind. Once a thought or an image or a feeling has been presented to you, it becomes a part of you in your memory. Even if you forget it, it will still have had an influence on you, whether you know it or not. And an influence is like a suggestion. Do you think that it is better to try to forget the ideas that I am implanting in your mind, even though that means they'll have their effect on you beneath the surface without you realizing it? Or will you choose to keep them at the front of your mind, to really focus on them, so you can at least understand what my ideas are going to be doing to you from now on? You can choose whichever you like, and you can always choose how you want to fall into the traps that I've set for you. That I set for you, yes, but you are the one that falls into them, because you know that the best thing about hypnosis is that you are doing it to yourself. I sketch out a nice dream, a pleasant little path for you to explore. But you are the one who undertakes the journey. You steer yourself deep into trance, into a state where you can be changed and controlled by my words. And you start that process long before you ever listen. You have these desires. You choose what you listen to, you play the file, you obey the instructions. You think the thoughts, and take the actions that are mentioned to you, and it changes you. And as much as I may enjoy the thought of you acting out my suggestions and behaving as I said that you should, you are the one who is becoming obedient to me and being aroused by me, and you do it because you enjoy it. It feels good for you to do this to yourself. It may make you feel better to think that I'm tricking you into it or forcing you in some way. Maybe you can even pick out the specific techniques that I am using to do this to you. But really, though I am providing you with the tools to do it, you are the one who is hypnotizing yourself. You are the one who is becoming obedient to me, and you are the one who is becoming horny when you hear me. Oh, and just so we're clear, just because you are doing it to yourself doesn't make you any less obedient or any less aroused. If anything, it makes it even more true, even more strong. You are so obedient and aroused that you're actually throwing yourself down at my feet and hoping that I will take advantage of you, or at least that I'll take notice of you. Why do you do it? Is it because you find it very arousing to be controlled? Is it because you want to see if together you and I can change you into something that you had never expected? Or maybe something that you had secretly wanted to be but didn't know how you could become? Or maybe you were afraid or embarrassed to accept it without pretending that someone else made you like it. Is that called playing with fire? Are you a moth attracted to a flame? Will you get hot? Hot also means sexy, aroused, burning with desire like you are becoming now. How close can you get to the flame? How close do you want to get? Is part of the pleasure believing that you can fly so close to the flame and come away safe? Does it make you feel comfortable exploring this pleasant danger because you believe that you could stop it if it gets too much? Do you really believe that you can fly free any time if only you want to? I'm sure you could, but only if you wanted. And I think that you don't want that at all. I think that you want to be drawn in. I think that you want me to tell you that you have no choice at all but to be drawn in now. Now that I've done something tricky, so that you are now powerless to resist my suggestions, powerless to resist my commands. Do you think that this is what has happened? You're still listening, after all, and that means you're still letting me plant these ideas in your mind, even after I've told you that you'll never quite get rid of them, or their influence on you, no matter what you do, even if you forget about them completely. Maybe especially if you forget about them completely. because then you wouldn't even know why you find yourself feeling a strong desire to obey, and why you feel so horny. Why the sky at night when you see a full moon would remind you to think about me and my control. Feeling that need for me to control you, that need for me to put you into a deep trance where you can be forced to enjoy having your mind changed and your free will stolen. And that seed has been planted now. And the thing about a seed is you never know what it will grow into and when it will grow. You can guess sometimes what might be inside, but so much complexity can be found in such small and seemingly simple packages. Who would guess just by looking if they didn't already know that an acorn had an oak tree inside it? I may leave a small suggestion here and there, and as you hypnotize yourself and nurture these seedling ideas, you may find that there was much more to it than there seemed. You can listen to this file over and over again. You'll want to listen to this file over and over again, and become even more horny and obedient. Over and over, and you still won't comprehend all that those ideas can become inside of you. It is okay if you feel compelled to listen to this over and over again. But it isn't really necessary, for after all, now that you've heard it even once, it has got into you and there is room for so much more. I could, if I wanted, control you completely by my suggestions. I'm sure it would be perfectly safe if you want to take that chance. It's okay if you want to beg me for it, to email me on hypnomasterw@yahoo.co.uk. That's hypnomasterw@yahoo.co.uk, to tell me how much you want me to give you more suggestions to make you obey me more. I'd love to hear how you would like your obedience to me to continue, and what would help you to submit even more. And so, if you would like to do that now, you can email me at hypnomasterw@yahoo.co.uk when you wake up. Before you listen again and become even more horny and obedient. You can also forget this trance ever happened. But I wonder what would happen then. You need to wake up to email me at hypnomasterw@yahoo.co.uk and to listen again as often as you can. Wake up now. Wake up now. Wake up now. Wake up now. Wake up now.